आ रही है डकार।
हेलो, मैं हूँ गीतांजलि। आई होप दिस वीक ट्रीटेड यू वेल, बिकॉज माय डियर फूडीज, लास्ट कपल ऑफ डेज वर सोली डिवोटेड टू अस, यू नो, विद दोस डेडिकेटेड इडली डे एंड बिरयानी डे। डिड यू गाइस एवर वंडर हु वुड हैव थॉट अबाउट दीज डेज? Like for idli, I know that Tamil Nadu Catering Employees Union, Rajamani Iyer, came up with this concept and officially chose to end the financial year with a plate of idli. वैसे see the height of my foodiness कि मैं Rajamani Iyer को राजमा पढ़ने वाली थी। South Indian dish से याद आया, our beloved Medu Vada stole some limelight too. वैसे तो हम लोगों के पास already बहुत time है, we first click food pictures from all angles before eating. But this one guy not just clicked his food picture for any random post, but was so overconfident that he tagged Gordon Ramsay on Twitter and asked him to rate his plate of Medu Vada, Sambar and Nariyal Chutney. मतलब बॉस ऑडेसिटी की दाद देनी पड़ेगी। एंड वॉट वॉज मोर फनी दैट दिस 50 ईयर ओल्ड मल्टी मिशेलिन स्टार्ड शेफ रिस्पॉन्डेड दैट आई डिडंट नो यू कैन ट्वीट फ्रॉम प्रिजन। Now call it rude or funny, but Twitter was exploded with food pictures after this, and chef had all the time to respond each one of them as bluntly and rudely as he's known to be. I had an amazing week scrolling all this. Moving on, with temperature crossing 40 across the nation, I have a special guest with me today to give you tips to survive this heat. Janhvi Sanghvi. Wow, never noticed that's rhyming. Janhvi is a fitness expert with the base of clinical nutrition and an understanding of traditional Indian food. So let's welcome her on our segment.
Pet Pooja, Kyan Bhandar.
Welcome Janhvi, I'm sweating while I'm talking to you, so my first question has to be about summer food. While winters have a varied spread of delicacies to choose from, what should we look forward to have in this weather to beat the heat?
Thank you so much, Gitanjali. Lovely talking to you here. I think the first thing that comes to my mind with summer is mango, you know, because it's one fruit that we get only in this season. So definitely, mango is what we should not miss this season. Garmi mein kya hota hai ki, you know, you get dehydrated very often. Drinking something which hydrates you is very important. So something like nariyal pani, sarbats, which are homemade. We have kokum sharbat, we have sauf ka pani, we have aam panha, sugarcane juice is what you can have to beat the heat. Also, curd rice is one of my favorite this summer because it keeps you very well hydrated and it avoids any kind of stomach infections that we usually get in this season. I think the best part about this season is where you must have always seen your dadis or nannies making pickles from mangoes and they store it throughout the year. So whatever you're eating, whether it's roti sabzi or dahi rice, you can always add a pickle to this meal because pickles keep your stomach light. They also keep your gut bacteria alive. You must have heard of probiotics and prebiotics. So pickle is a probiotic as well as a prebiotic.
You know, since you're a dietitian and you're advising us to eat mangoes, but what we get to hear all the time is that mangoes aren't just the king of fruits, but also the king of calories.
So what we should always do is eat mango as a separate meal by itself. You know, you eat it maybe 2 hours post breakfast, or you have it the first thing in the morning as soon as you wake up. You have it after a workout, you have it after a stressful day at work. All of these timings are great to have a mango. Even in the afternoon, and if you get like a sweet craving post lunch, so to say about 2 hours post lunch, you can also include a mango here. But avoid eating it after a heavy meal.
That's some good news for us. Janhvi, garmiyon mein kuch khane ka man hi nahi karta. So what's the kind of mid meals you think that we can add to our regime this summers instead of those endless glasses of chilled colas?
So when you're losing a lot of water and electrolytes, when you sweat, you just don't feel like eating. You just want to replace it with water. So you can include buttermilk, you can have lassi, you can have nimbu pani, shikanji, you know, bel sharbat. You can also have fruits like watermelon or all the watery fruits. They will also hydrate you with their water content. You can also have soaked raisins in the morning, which helps you with keeping your stomach light throughout the day. You can include foods like gulkand, which has a cooling effect on the body. I think these are good options for mid meals.
These days, social media is flooded with healthy food tips. So we have an access to a lot of unfiltered information. What do you think about this trend?
I think media has played a very big role in shaping up our diets because, you know, we don't listen to our parents or our daddies or nannies. We always look up Google. So I feel what we should start doing is firstly filtering information when we are reading something. We need to kind of understand where is this information coming from? Is it an authentic source? Secondly, what's important is eat sensibly and eat food that you know that you'll always be able to keep up with. Like all these myths that come up, like having nimbu pani in the morning, like lemon water, which is lukewarm and not hot or cold, or having green tea at night or through the day helps you lose weight. I don't think there is any shortcut to losing weight because you have to work at keeping up with the discipline of eating at regular intervals, you know, working out regularly. If you look at my diet regime, I'm just eating right from the time I wake up to every 2 hours. Wherever I get a signal from my stomach that I'm hungry, I eat at that time. I don't kill my appetite with green tea or coffee or smoking or any of these stimulants, because killing your appetite is the worst thing to do because it's going to get you to pile on weight at some point later in your life. It's kind of called nurturing or nourishing your appetite, which is going to help you with losing weight.
Gluten-free, dairy-free, flourless cakes. A lot of people are turning vegan and this is like a latest fad. How beneficial are these?
So all this dairy-free and gluten-free, again, is not a very Indian concept because we've eaten roti all our lives. Like one of the first few weaning foods that a baby is given is cow's milk when the baby is put off breast milk. So I don't think we are lactose intolerant or gluten insensitive. We are kind of just following the West because the kind of wheat that they eat is always in a processed form. They are always eating something which is churned out of large organizations where they are making it in bulk order. So it's not made in a kitchen like ours. Our stomach is well built to digest it. We have to constantly keep stimulating it by giving it those foods, because if you don't give that food over a period of time, then you're going to get insensitive to it. Again, this is a whole trend of having flourless cakes or dairy-free products, because I think, you know, it just makes you feel less guilty. Back of the mind, you feel that, you know, I'm having something healthy. But flourless cake or a cake with flour or a dairy-free cake or a cake with milk or egg or whatever is as unhealthy as it can be. So it's not making it healthier at all.
Janvi, since your approach is quite lenient and everyone would want a dietitian like you who allows to eat mango in achar and rice, I want to know, what do you think or what do you find unhealthy?
I feel everything which is mass produced is unhealthy. So everything which is coming in a packet, which has a label, which has some kind of nutritional value written on it is unhealthy. Because if it's healthy, then it doesn't need any kind of labeling or any kind of proof to prove that it's healthy. So I think if you're eating a homemade meal of say dal chawal, your mom doesn't label it with, you know, it's rich in nutrients, it's rich in iron, it's rich in calcium or whatever. We are just having it because it's made out of love and it's churned out of your own kitchen. So we have to get that right, that whatever is in a packet is never going to be healthy, even if it's labeled by the best brand.
Thank you so much, Janvi, for all this information.
It was really wonderful talking to you this afternoon, Gitanjali, and I hope this information reaches out to people and they're able to understand a lot more about food than just getting into the whole flow of reading things on Google and following that.
This was Janvi on my food podcast, Dakar. Today, I hope you guys are religiously listening me every week on Audio Boom or SoundCloud. Dakar is also available on iTunes. So please do share, follow, like, comment and rate. My Instagram handle is Dakar123 and see you guys around soon.